Yo, it's your boy Benny B, man.
It's your boy John Zay.
You know, well, welcome to the Extraordinary Perception of Two Extraordinary Motherfuckers.
And our goal is to leave you with an open mind of many different aspects in life and to laugh.
And understand you might get offended, but also understand that we just don't give a fuck.
At all. So welcome to the Extraordinary Perspective.
All right, so before we get into it, man, just tell them a little bit about, tell the people a little bit about yourself, man.
A little bit about me. I'm just a cool, laid-back dude. They like to do what I do, and plotting and planning. That's about it. You're going to understand me after a few shows. But for now, I'm going to let Benny tell them a little bit about himself.
Man, I don't do much. I drive trucks, man, and shit. I vibe. I'm a big vibe. My vibe's unmatched. I just live. And I'm kind of fried. Like he said, y'all gonna figure out a lot about me in the times to come. So y'all keep tuning in and get this perception that you usually won't get anywhere else. You do. So
You dig.
So first thing we might just want to talk about, touch on, since I just turned 25, Zoo about to turn 25. John Zay is Zoo. It's for people that don't know. Yeah.
Man of many nicknames.
Oh, yeah, right. So, since we're about to turn 25, we was thinking of just the career. We kind of lived through two eras of the 90s and the 2000s. So, what do you think the main difference between the 99s and the 2000s?
I'm going to say it's the mentality and the people.
What you mean by that?
With technology now, you see more people up front of who they are rather than back in the day. People move low key because it wasn't so much technology to be seen.
Facts. I kind of touch on the. Now I think now motherfuckers is more like all in their phones and shit. Mm-hmm. They can't do shit without their phone. They don't know how to live without their phone. Like what? I mean, remember, I lost my phone for 2 months. That shit was like the best 2 months of my life, and I didn't have to talk to no motherfucking body. It was a big fucking vibe on the road. That shit got a little weird, though. Ain't gonna lie, but that shit got a little hectic. Had to go get a little trap boy, though. But yeah, nah, we made it through. So, damn. All right, Zoo. So for our first episode, man, we should definitely gotta tell people what this podcast is about, who it's for. I guess the audience, what's the main goal behind it?
The main goal is to get people thinking and get their minds wandering to other things other than what they know, and to see from different perspectives.
Right. So. It's pretty much, man, we pretty much reaching out to, really, man, you can be a young nigga, middle school, I don't know how old you are in middle school, what, 12? You're 12? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 7th grade. To anywhere to OG niggas. Well, I guess that makes us now because 25 is in the house, but.
Right, out the gate.
Anywhere, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. Fuck.
Whoever we can reach, basically. Right.
It's all about positivity. Of course, some ignorant shit.
Always. It wouldn't be us if it wasn't.
Some fun shit. And we get into it. We gonna get into it. We get started. So I hope you know, y'all keep tuning in. It's gonna get better and better. The production's gonna get better. The setup's gonna be better.
Definitely. We got a production studio on the way.
Yeah.
Be looking for that.
Facts. It's just this is what artists would call recording in the basement. So
we're gonna put all our links to our social media in the description.
Oh yeah. Well, we're gonna start a Twitter page. So make sure y'all follow that once we come up with all that. Website, make sure y'all go check that out. Pretty soon shit's gonna be on YouTube, all kind of outlets that you can. If you got 45 minutes of your day and you ain't doing shit, you know, check it out. Take a listen. But I got a question for you, man, because, you know, with the gays just getting their rights and shit like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and then the U.S., the American dream is, you know, a wife with a white picket fence and, you know, all that good shit. So I just got to, why do you think America is so, or just, they think that my heart,
monogamy.
I'm high. Okay.
Yeah,
why do you think that's the standard for what people think is to believe is the way it should be done?
I'm going to keep it simple. You know, a lot of people just like to believe everything they are taught.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like to think outside the box.
Right.
So they just follow what was the norm.
Right. So with me asking you that, you know what I'm saying? What would be your thoughts on polygamy? And what are your views behind that?
Polygamy? I'm from the TPC. And that is the polygamy community, which is coming soon. You may not have heard of it yet, but it's a baby that's being birthed. And it always takes some time to make greatness.
Come on, talk to
him. Yeah, just know, be on the lookout for that. And I think it's...
Tired of being discriminated, I don't mean to cut you off. If you're tired of being discriminated on, right. if you know your rights, you know what I'm saying?
Preach.
As a human, you know, as a human being, you know what I'm saying? You know, just come, just, you know, take a look into it. We also going to put a little bit of that into that. Yeah, that movement's coming. I mean, and you ain't even really got to, you know, be with it. But, I mean, it's something to think about. It's another perspective.
It is. Yeah, right. It's not all about the physical aspects.
Right. Sometimes a nigga can just be too much for one girl. Like, y'all think when we say that shit, but think about it. Y'all think when we say, like, yo, I ain't shit or I'm too much to fucking handle, y'all be thinking people playing. And then when child try to just make us settle down just with you, you put the pressure on the nigga to, like, he ain't built like that. So
he ain't built like that.
Sometimes you might want to get on the, you might get on his nerves. And he be, all right, well, okay. Let me ask you this. All right, that was a little track from Abso. If y'all don't know who that is, song's called Double Standard. If you listen to it. You know, we live in a world full of double standards. It's unfair, but it's real as fuck. Shout out to being a nigga. But so I got a question. Want another question for you, Mr. Jesus.
Mr. Jesus.
So if so who's more in the wrong, you know, if a man cheat on his girl with her best friend and but the best friend came on to him, who do you think's more in the wrong?
Who do I think?
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna blame it on the girl.
Why would you say the girl?
Letting her friend get so close to her bed.
Okay. All right. So, okay, I'll take
it
one step.
On all of them.
Right. But I'm gonna take it one step further. I'm gonna blame it on the girl because she was probably running her mouth about how good the dick is.
Okay. Right, okay. Yeah, you hit it right on the head. You know, I give it to you.
Like that's
what for you saying. Saying
that, man, the bitches ought to understand, man. Just keep quiet, man. And
man,
I'm telling
real.
you take the pressure off of everybody. Mm-hmm. If you shut the fuck up.
And just love what you got.
Every bitch wanna get fucked good. So what you think your best friend gonna want when you go and tell her you got some good dick? They gonna want some good dick as well.
Right. You just stay in tune with your star player.
Right. Exactly. God damn it. Know your role. Like, stop making it hard on niggas, man.
And yourself.
Yeah, damn. There's some really some good ass niggas out here that's just done some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the situation they've been put in. And it ain't all they fault. A lot of it is. Yes, don't get us wrong. We fucked up. But y'all don't make it no better.
At all.
You know what I mean? Take some... Help us help you. You know what I mean? Lend a helping hand. Stop talking to your best friends cousins, sisters, all that shit. Just shut the fuck up. Get treated good and fuck good on the low.
Simple. See, that's where it go back to that difference in the 90s and the 2000s and technology.
Yeah, you know I said
everybody doing for the gram, man. Bro.
Sick.
So yeah, we doing it like this over here.
I be trying to explain the one. I'm like, man, it ain't, you ain't gotta be seen all the time, yo. Like, just enjoy, live life,
vibe.
All hoes want to show off, man.
Right.
And then, y'all come back saying niggas ain't shit. Well, we told you that in the first place. Shit.
The real one's gonna tell you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A real nigga right, is gonna tell you. A little fuck nigga, those are the fuck boys, the ones that's gonna act like he. And there might be
that's
some.
That's what make us look bad.
Right. It's, it, man, bruh. It, man,
niggas that be lying.
Man, we in the world, man. It's real niggas versus bitch niggas, man. I feel like, bruh. So, at least, man, TPC, we coming real soon. All
right. Get with it, man. It's a financial movement as well. So
yeah.
Marriage is a business.
Business.
I'm quoting
Cousin
Benny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, man. It's a contract, man. Right. That's what that goddamn prenuptial.
And we try to get the best contract we can get.
That's it.
So TPC.
That shit is, man.
It's deeper than the physical attraction.
Yeah.
So. That's a plus two, but it's not number one. But it's up there. Don't get me wrong.
Marriage is cool. It can be very cool. It can definitely.
But y'all should let us know what y'all think about the
situation. Yeah, call in to the, you know, y'all can call in. You know, you're speaking with the extraordinary perception. Boo, motherfucker. Like, God, the fuck, damn. Like,
just tweet us, DM us on any.
Sorry, had a real, keeping it real goes wrong moment. God damn it.
Right. Always. Like, you can never go wrong. We make moves for a reason.
Bitch don't love my heart. But, okay.
So, man, you didn't ask me a couple questions.
Yeah.
I got a question for you this time. So, this is a what if. I was thinking about this the other day. What if your spouse was being attacked by three hyenas? Would you help her? If they survive, would you love them as well?
Oh, shit. All right. So. So, this bitch getting eaten by three hyenas?
Yeah, attacked. Like, I was on a camping trip or so, yeah. And then just.
I'm going to sip my tea on that. This bitch gone. I'm sorry. Like, who? Like, you don't win. Like, you don't win in that situation. I understand, like, yeah, you talk about you love people to death, but honestly. Like, think about it. Like, picture just three motherfucking just vicious hyenas, just hungry as hell, just coming and just attacking your bitch. You're not gonna do nothing about that, bro. Nobody. That was God's plan. If that's just how she had to go, like, it's time for me to get the kids, get the fuck up out of here. It's I got to think about the kids.
But what if she survived? Where would you be with her and still have your family?
Yeah, because she done been through some shit. You made it. Like, look who's alive. Kevin Hart. Like, is what that nigga's like? Yeah, she going to be ugly as fuck for a long time, though. But I guess it's about love.
Right.
And then I guess that's why you got two. Because she going to be the rock while... Hey. Nah, but I would ride for Shorty. But boy, if she make, I just don't see her making it out.
Right.
Like, to be honest, I don't mean to laugh, but I'm dead ass serious.
Yeah. This is all hypothetically speaking.
It'd be very true, cause bitch, don't be with me. You get eaten by three fucking hyenas, bitch. Cause you just died. Cause hey, I ain't see it.
I ain't see it.
Oh shit.
Not even if you had a gun, you wouldn't jump off the motherfucker.
I'm out of gun, but shit, if we just out here in the wilderness, bitch. that was a risk we took, bitch, and you just got the short end of the stick. Cause I'm gone. That's just how I feel.
To my future wife, I love you.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But just don't get attacked by three hyenas, because I'm not doing shit about it. Right. Unless I gotta go. Fuck around. I'd be nervous here if I'm gonna shoot her at.
They all gotta go.
It's a zombie! Headshot! That's probably what I would think if that bitch survived. If that bitch is a zombie. Like, mm-hmm. Bitch, you ain't alive.
You ain't alive.
I watched Walking Dead for 3 seasons. I know what that looked like. I know. Straight up. But that's hypothetically. You know, I would be there. It would just be very hard. You gotta accept me for who I am. I have a lot of flaws. I'm sorry. I'm fucked up. I said y'all gonna learn about me in this. So I'm gonna give it to y'all raw, man. Can't sugarcoat it for you. Not at all. So why it's an extraordinary perception, because there probably wasn't a lot of answers that you motherfuckers was looking for out there. The bitch would die.
So what you think about the Celtics and Kyrie doing this thing? How you feel about them? You think they're going to win a championship this year or make it?
Oh, I see him making it. I definitely think they can get at the Cavs. Kyrie would be my MVP pick right now, especially after last night. I fell asleep on the game. Nigga had to work dumb early. I tried to stay up. I know we was about to watch overtime. Nigga, I heard you talking last thing. I
fell asleep too,
because
I don't think they ever came.
I woke
back
up. This nigga had 47.
Whoa. You said this is what you called him, Kyrie Bryant.
Right. Hey, nigga, he got the mom, but I'm shitty on the Celtics. Lakers, purple and gold to the death. But Kyrie is probably my favorite point guard in the league right now. You know, now that he's not with LeBron, I can say that, because he was, and like LeBron just fucks it up for me for everybody. I used to like D Wade, and the nigga went and played with him. Now D Wade, I care less.
Because he want to turn people into sidekicks.
All right. Oh.
Only certain people going to
GPS. Yeah, I definitely think this year with Gordon Hayward, without him even playing right now, what they doing, shit, I think they clearly the best team in the East. And LeBron is a different nigga in the playoffs, but that nigga, Kyrie Bryant, man, definitely think that. But I don't see them beating the Warriors, man.
Yeah, that's why I changed it to
Yeah, I don't...
It's up to the West.
That's what I'm saying. If anybody's going to beat them, it's going to be Houston or the Spurs. Somebody's going to have to. Nobody's in the East is going to. It's going to take another, super team to.
I feel like the Spurs is the only match.
Yeah.
They got a bench, too.
I was going to have to take another super team to really knock them off the chip. They're going to win for a long time. People ain't going to like the shit.
Yeah, they going to join it.
Like I'm saying, I told you a lot of times, I think they're going to get a fifth motherfucker.
They picked up Nick
Anthony,
Young.
Anthony Davis, somebody, a big five to really stretch, brother. Somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to do it. DeMarcus Cousins will fit with their ass.
Yeah, that's what they need is that center spot, boy. They got a cool little.
Somebody's going to join them. Somebody's definitely going to join them.
I'd be shitty if I was ever to get on their team and then they release me.
Yeah, that would be shitty. That would be fucked up.
Damn. Fuck.
I would definitely ride that roller coaster, bro.
Definitely. Bro,
we chips. Chips. Yeah, no, they're going to win for a real long time. Shout out to the Laker Nation. We are coming. Y'all give Lonzo, man, he going to give him some time.
Shout out to the Big Baller brand.
Yeah. Shout out. Fuck Donald Trump. I'm cool. What other teams is exciting? The Sixers is gonna be a problem, man.
Definitely.
They next up.
Shout out to the Pacers.
Yeah.
Shout out. They're
Vic.
More exciting.
Yeah, right. We're gonna be on the floor.
Right.
At they shit.
They
getting cold though, so.
They really nice, even with
for real though.
How do they system?
Yeah, I fuck with it. Cause Vic balling and Miles Turner balling.
Crazy thing is Collison is too.
I ain't seen much of him, but I mean they've been winning, so it's something working.
Him and Vic be playing at full court.
Yeah, something working. I don't know why. I just seen almost. I thought she was about to hit them damn beans and shit.
Right.
I was like, that was funny. Totally out. Yeah. Heat on this motherfucker.
Oh, that's the sports segment, man.
Alright, yeah, we're gonna get off into this little thing we like to call what really grinds what really grinds my gears. So what's something that really grinds your gears, ooh?
Man, one thing that really grinds my gears is some of the people in Indianapolis, man. I go to the gas station and niggas be staring more than the women. I don't get it. I just want to ask, like,
straight
what's
up,
what it is?
Straight,
I'm
straight,
looking for the women.
Straight.
If I'm out, I ain't staring. Like, all right, it's cool to look and wonder who by you and your surroundings, okay. But after a few seconds, it gets weird, man. What you doing?
That is the thing. Just in Indianapolis, niggas just be all up in the car. No matter who it is, they gonna be in the car. When I be out of town and shit, I think I told you this a long time ago too. Like, don't be on this shit at all. Like, I like catch myself doing it just on some nap shit because niggas look at, I'm look back. Like, I look back. So, like, I just be looking at my, like, oh shit, like, damn, they ain't even looking back. Like, shit weird.
Right.
Like, it's kind of weird to say this shit weird, but.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's said, the man. Norm. It's the.
Just to check your surrounding. That's
right.
Cool, man.
Right. Niggas do be glued.
It's your first impression in the 30 seconds after that. It's like, what you doing?
Niggas glued.
Is it beef or?
Niggas glued. Niggas glued.
Some other shit.
Niggas glued. Man, that's pretty funny.
But what grinds your gears, man?
It's actually a couple things. One thing that really grinds my gears is confused women. And when I say that, I mean like just straight up lesbians. Like lesbians, yes, I said lesbians. Because you just taking an aspect out of life just altogether. Just you just cutting off dick. Especially the one that just straight lesbian just only my pussy. Like, I know that can't do you justice. Like, who hurt you to make you want to suck plastic dick?
That's a good question.
Who hurt you, man? Who hurt you? Let's talk about
this,
man.
That's some psychological shit right
there. Let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about it. And I love lesbians. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I love it. I love it. You want me to join in? Then ask me. Like, girls are like, girls, that's right. But let's talk about this. Like, you just gonna completely give up dick for the rest of your life off of one split decision. You ain't have a conference with niggas or nothing to discuss this. You ain't bring your hoes together to come to this conclusion. It just happened.
It's a meeting or something.
Man, just warn some niggas.
Fill us in.
So, that's just a little something that grinds my gears. Nothing major. Nothing major.
Tweet us or something, DM us.
Get at us. What really grinds your gears, man? I know it's a lot out there. It's a lot you can complain about. And just, it can be funny. It can be serious. It can be whatever, man. What really grinds your gears out there? I love you, lesbians. So,
you don't discriminate.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all.
Yourself. Unity.
Yeah. Black love. Black unity brings back the black community. You know what I mean?
Right. Quoted.
Yeah. Every day, wake up. Say black love. Love. Every day, wake up. Text somebody you love them. Just say I love you. You know what I mean?
Send a black heart emoji. That's what I do.
Right. Just say it. You know what I mean? Somebody black. Just tell them. It can be somebody random. Somebody you ain't talked to in about a year. They might even have your number no more. But they gonna read that somebody loves them. And that's what it's about. It's love. But we're going to get into this Dame Dolla song, man. A lot of niggas
don't even know. Well, I'm pretty sure niggas know that he rap, but a lot of niggas don't know that this nigga really cold, man. And we gonna get into it. So y'all let us know what y'all think. Tweet us, whatever. Get at us, comment, call in on what y'all think of this song, man. So here it go.
A big problem in America, and I think we need to address it because a lot of people don't like to talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it.
I should have used this for what grinds my gears, but
yeah, facts.
It's a lot of people that like to celebrate Christmas before Thanksgiving comes. They be in the mid-November trying to put up Christmas trees.
Well, they act like Christmas is the day after Halloween, nigga. November 1st lights go
right
up, nigga. Like,
definitely.
Like, damn, fuck Christopher Columbus, bitch ass.
Yeah, bitch.
If he even ever existed. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to question everything. But, yeah, no. But like I was saying earlier, no, I did see a crib going down Meridian. That nigga did have some motherfucking Thanksgiving decorations up. I ain't never seen no shit like that, but I damn near Snapchatted, but I thought I experienced that myself. Or should I say Spear? Shout out to Dre Day.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's really fucked up, man. We need to really and if you think about it, Thanksgiving is the best fucking holiday, really, for the meaning and the food. Niggas don't throw down like fucking Thanksgiving. You don't throw down on Christmas like you do Thanksgiving.
Right. Christmas is like a quick second.
Yeah.
Get you know what I'm saying? Back to
right.
Doing what you do.
You make your little stops, and then there's another reason to turn up once you're able to. You know what I mean? Like, best holiday as far as meaning and just overall shit. You had the best time, Thanksgiving. So let's start showing Thanksgiving some motherfucking respect. All right. We're going to give it a round of applause for motherfucking Thanksgiving. Yeah. So,
hey.
All right. But yeah, this is how we're going to end it. We got a word of the day for you. I got a word of the day. It's inconceivable. I hope everybody out there is blessed with some inconceivable head tonight. You know, so I just, if you can use that in a sentence just one time this week, you know what I mean? Get at us, call in, Twitter. What else can they get at us at?
Snapchat,
all that shit. Y'all can send us some word of the days. Y'all can send us any kind of topics y'all want to hear about. We gonna keep it real and real funny, and let's not be sensitive during this time you have with us.
Never ever.
You know what I mean? It's all out of love. We gonna preach that. Love and
unity and
all that good shit. So, like I said, I hope everybody out there is lucky enough to be blessed with some inconceivable head. Don't be childish out there tonight. So, you know, that's it. And y'all tuned in to the goddamn, what this motherfucker is called? Cause
extraordinary
I'm off the shits. Extraordinary perception. Y'all tuned in. Thanks for listening.